Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. I hope your New Year's and your Christmas went amazing. Now all the hustle and bustle has died down, the January blues can hit a little harder. Now I've not got a load of Christmas parties and presents to look forward to, it can sometimes feel a little down when you reach January. And that's why I'm here to tell you about today's sponsor, BetterHelp. I always find in January, I can always feel really stressed to have a good year. And you know what? I also feel very anxious with how the year is going to go. Sometimes I feel like, what should I be expecting? What is going to come in this year? So it's really helpful to be able to talk to someone about how you're feeling and also for someone to be able to rationalize how you're feeling and put things into perspective, because I am an overthinker and I often need that. Also, Christmas time can be a very difficult time for us, you know, if you don't have a functional family, or it can just be a bit stressful when it comes to money, presents. It's amazing to get things off of your chest about how stressful that month may have been and to not feel bad about it. And we cannot emphasize enough how important it is to look after yourself, your mental health and your physical health. Sometimes just having an outsider to talk to can really help, whether it's just offloading some feelings or the stresses that you are feeling in the new year. And sometimes that can't always be your best friend, because it can sometimes be personal information that you don't want to share. All you've got to do is fill out a quick form online and you'll be matched to a licensed therapist. It's convenient, so no matter what job you do, whether you're a 9-to-5, you're at uni, whatever you're doing, BetterHelp can fit into your schedule and it's affordable. All the therapists are professional and licensed, and you can also switch therapists at any time with no extra fee, with over 1,000 therapists in the UK. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Saving Grace listeners can get 10% off of their first month at betterhelp.com/savinggrace. That is betterhelp.com/savinggrace. Thank you so much for BetterHelp for working with us again. Without further ado, let me introduce today's guests on the podcast. We have got the milky mummy and daddy, Cam and Emily.
Hi.
Oh my
gosh.
I love that introduction.
Thank milky you.
Mum. I want that introduction everywhere I go.
Milky mummy and daddy's okay.
I hope you know that if I walk past you on the street at some point, it won't be Emily or Cam. It will be Milky. And you have milky to turn around.
Yeah. I'd expect nothing less.
Of course.
I like Milky. It's cool.
I mean,
milky. You've got teeth. Let me just say, before and after, you've been on the pod before, Emily.
I have.
You've got teeth.
I've
now.
Got teeth. I know.
And I want to say,
I keep trying to get them out, but I keep getting told
get
off.
Get them out.
Get them out.
Do you know what's funny? You had to, on your story, I remember seeing it was making me die. Everyone was going, Emily's had a boob job.
Yeah.
She's had it and she's not telling us.
Everyone was convinced that I'd like low-key had a boob job and not told anyone.
Yeah.
And I was just like all the while, like,
honey, bun in the oven. So since you've last been on, how have things been prior to pregnancy? What have you been up to? What's the vibe?
She's been getting pregnant.
Yeah.
You hate it when people say that, oh, we're trying for a baby.
It makes me cringe because I'm like, you are fucking.
Yeah, you're basically just having flat out
fucking
sex.
Yeah, it's hell.
So that's basically what we've been doing.
Can I say something that made me want to die?
Yeah.
It's not even any bad.
Unalive.
What did you put on your story? It was like, were you trying? And you went, we're spraying and praying.
Is that what you said?
Spraying and praying.
Wait, when did you say? I didn't even know she said that.
You were next to Emily as well. You were like, yeah, long.
Yeah, he literally.
Spraying and praying.
This just proves how little he takes notice of.
Yeah.
I watched like some of the stories, but I didn't watch that one.
Yeah, spraying, okay. So yeah, I think I said something along the lines of, yeah, no, we were not trying. Yeah.
What a horrible way to introduce
our
child.
Spraying.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, like a cat pissing on the wall.
Yeah.
Spraying
Which
and
is
praying.
What you were like, Cam. So what can you do?
Yeah, exactly. But that is the name of the technique, I'm pretty sure. Sure.
Spray and pray. Were you doing like pull out or were you just...
That is the spraying part.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, that makes
That's
sense.
That's the spray.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. We weren't actively trying such.
Yeah.
That's the better way of saying it.
That's what I said.
Spraying and praying.
Yeah. Spraying and praying is crazy.
it's like feral cats.
Abysmal way of saying it.
I think people were more triggered by the fact that I have sex on my period, to be quite honest.
But although I have to say, apparently it feels better on your... Look at me, virgin. Apparently it feels better on your period.
There's scientific facts behind that.
Right.
It's because your body... Wait, let me get this right.
Go on.
I'm going for it.
Yeah.
Your women's bodies, they crave like the... what is it?
Ovaries.
They crave an orgasm to help it all feel better. You know, when you have like period pain, like that makes it feel better.
Do you know what else is? Apparently there's a whole thing that if you have sex on your period, you tie the man in. It's like a blood brothers. They are locked in. Yeah. It's a thing. Sure. It makes a man obsessed with you if you have sex on your period.
Blood brothers.
Yeah, blood brothers.
See, this is blood why brothers. The techniques work for me my whole life.
No, it really... This is why Cam's here. We're having a good time.
Yeah. The baby's having a great time.
I want to know... Yeah, it really was. And she was like, yay. Can I just... I want to ask individually, Cam, first of all, your reaction... Actually, no. How did you... First of all, did you have the pregnancy test with Cam?
Oh.
Was it a lot? Tell me all.
So no, the pregnancy test, I was at my mum's.
Why did you think you were pregnant?
Straight, because I've been pregnant before.
Okay, yes.
Straight away, my boobs weren't this big.
Yeah, mummy.
They were quite milky. They were just sore and I don't know, there was just something telling me, like an instinct.
Yeah.
So this was at 2 weeks. Like,
oh,
so
early.
Yeah, so very early. Mm. And I was like, right, well, I'm not going to take a test now. I probably won't even show up pregnant. So I waited another couple of weeks until I was due on. And straight away, literally, you know, they say you're going to wait until the morning to do the pregnancy test. So straight away on the bog. Not even 10 seconds, it came up like pregnant. Yeah. I was at my mum's. My mum was actually walking past my room, so I was like, "Mum, like,
help!"
I told her, and we were just like both just jumping around, like so excited. So then that was about a week before I told him,
right?
Because I was taking him away for his birthday to Marbella.
Right. Oh, yep. Sorry.
And so I thought, oh my god, like had this in my head, like it's gonna be so perfect, like beautiful, like beach, like gonna tell him, like oh my god, it's gonna be the best. It wasn't. The best.
Okay.
Thinking about it now, actually, sorry, can I just go back to this?
Yeah.
I've just had this thought. So she took me to the donkey sanctuary for my birthday.
Not the donkey.
Knowing that the news that was going to fall upon me, obviously you didn't know how I was going to react. Was the donkey sanctuary part of like all of it? Or was that just because...
That was like a hidden message.
Because I... Okay.
You're having your own donkey? I don't know. What was the hidden message there?
Donkey.
Oh, no, that baby was a complete Jesus. Lie. That was a complete lie. I don't know. So you're saying I should have sugarcoated it a bit more?
A little bit, maybe.
What do you mean by, like, what did you do?
Well, for his birthday, I took him to a donkey sanctuary.
I don't like donkeys. Well, I don't hate them, but
you're not like...
I'm not like, oh my God, donkeys.
Yeah. That's fair.
The present was for me.
Oh, yeah. Me?
I didn't even walk it.
No, it was 4 hours with these donkeys.
Fucking hell.
So long, isn't it?
I only had water.
This one was like, oh, do you want your own donkey? And I was like, I'm all right.
Grace, imagine this year. The whole time we're with these random group of people, we're all having our donkeys, we're all gassed, like he's just there at the back of the crowd
I kicked off. Yeah, because then she was like, oh, can you do a TikTok of me? And I was like, I literally remember going, it's my birthday, and you're making me a TikTok.
Cow.
And I'm in a donkey place. And because I was like, I thought she was taking me to this underground trampoline park. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable scene.
And then I just remember getting this like whiff of like animal shit. And shit. I was like, okay.
Yeah. And even the Uber driver was like in Spanish, like obviously saying, like, where the fuck are we going? Like, no, because he kept having to go down these like hills and like back roads. So anyway. The point of the matter
I diverged there.
What a tangent there.
So, yeah, you know, he had his birthday. I was like, I'll let him have his one last year of freedom.
Yeah.
And so the next day, you know, we're at this really lovely restaurant for dinner. And he keeps trying to, like, get me to order cocktails and look at the wine list.
I thought we were having a boozy one.
Yeah.
Boozy one.
As we should.
Because I'm having fun tonight.
And then I'm just in my head, like, just please stop asking me. Like, and then in the end, I was just like, I need to go to the toilet. Like, I went, just ran up and got to the toilet, like, composed myself in the bathroom. And then kind of sat back down, ready to tell him. I was like, Cam, I'm pregnant. This could be the best thing to ever happen to you.
Is that for you guys where you felt like, this is it, because your last pregnancy, is it an ectopic pregnancy? That was what it called.
Yeah.
It was so traumatic. I remember when you posted on Instagram, it was so like, it was horrible. So did you feel like with this one, it's like, we need to go for this?
There was not a shadow of doubt ever in my mind. Yeah. Like as soon as I found out I was pregnant, I was like, oh my God, like this is it. My baby.
Yeah.
Like,
it was a no-brainer for me. But
you're like 2 days.
You're fine with it now?
Oh, like so excited.
Are you excited?
I said to her, like, this is my rationale.
Mm.
A lot of guys, I think, when they find out, they're like, oh my God, great. But underneath there's like loads of anxiety
stress,
bubbling.
Yeah.
I basically got everything out of them in 2 days. I cried a lot. We'd walk around my bed and I just started crying. I remember we were getting orange juice and I was like, I just started crying on. Oh my God.
We actually had to get a flight home early because he was so sure.
I was crying a lot. Yeah.
But I guess I don't know, I feel like at least you've got, you'd rather that in the early stages than at 9 months then being like, I don't know if I can do this. Yeah. Like that would then be a bit.
So like now people keep saying to me, are you nervous? And I'm like, no, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I have no anxiety.
And it's so cute seeing how excited he is. Like, he looks more at baby things than I do. Like,
do you?
Like toys especially. I've got a whole board saved on Amazon of toys. But I don't think the baby's going to be able to play with them until like maybe two. A lot
of investment.
Like Nerf sets.
It's fine. Nerf sets. You're going to be beating the shit out of in your own house.
You know, that was the point when I clocked and I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Mm. Once I realised, I can just be a kid again.
Oh, but it has to be a boy. It can't be a girl.
I was going to say, what do you think this baby's going to be? Because they say, what is it? If you get really bad, what's the thing where you need Rennies?
Heartburn. You've had bad heartburn.
It's got loads of hair. Or no, what is it? I think it's a girl. I've heard loads of myths.
Yeah, people say if you eat beige food, it's a girl.
Yeah,
people say a lot of stuff.
But you want it to be a boy.
Well, for weeks, actually, when I got my 12-week scan, it was actually Faith that told me about the nub theory.
Yes.
And we compared baby scan pictures, and when the girl she has, it was like a flat line, and mine was like the shape of a ball sack.
Ooh.
And I was like, for weeks to go around telling everyone, oh my God, it's a boy.
We told everyone.
And then who did we ask? Oh, no, my friend's sister, I don't know what the name is, but she does the baby scan people. And she said to me, she was like, Emily, that's the spine.
We thought it was a little ball sack.
But no, it's just the spine.
Oh my God.
So for ages, we thought it was a boy. And I don't know, we both actually want a boy.
We want a boy, but I will love...
You wouldn't be upset.
I will not be upset. I will love the baby regardless of whether it's a boy or a girl.
Well, would you... Obviously, I know if it's a girl, you'll call it GK Barry, which is fair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what we
And if it's a boy, it'll be Barry, which is completely fair as well.
Mm. Either way, it's going to be your name.
It's going to be me. And I hope it doesn't come out with my nose.
Or your ass.
Yeah, or my ass. Or just actually anything would be great. But would you... Have you thought about baby names?
Yeah.
Are you going to keep that private until...
Yeah.
Fine. Have you got a lot of them?
No.
Do you know what?
Just one for a boy.
Can I shout out an app, which is unbelievable?
Yeah, go on.
My sister told me about this app. It's called Kinder, right? And basically, I send... Have you downloaded it yet?
No.
No, see, I'm playing it on my own. I thought you downloaded it. Fuck. Okay, so it's like a... it's my phone.
Yeah, go on. You
just do the same. You swipe left and right for names.
Yeah.
No, for names,
So basically, send an invite to your partner and then you can match on the names. So there's like
that's amazing.
And then there's like wild names on this. Yeah. There's like French ones, Indian names.
But it's a proper Gen Z way of calling names.
I enjoy it. I spend a lot of time on it.
Are you going to find out the gender before they're born?
Find out in 4 weeks.
Four weeks.
No way.
And you're going to do like a big baby shower?
No.
I just don't want to do one for just us two. It was more of like an intimate, cute thing.
Like the cake with the cup.
Exactly. But yeah, we're going to have a cake. We're going to switch things up.
I like that.
We're going to do a cake. Well, mama needs to eat.
I had an idea of one.
Go on.
She was very much not up for it.
Okay.
You know the things you put in the toilets that make the water blue or a certain colour?
That is the most
Both of us stood around the toilet, flush it. Flush. Oh my God, we're having a girl or a boy.
Imagine that video. This is sponsored by Silip Bang.
Like, people would love it.
That would be great.
Would they?
Yeah.
And it's cleanly too.
Mm.
Yeah, I hear that.
And it's humble, actually.
Yeah, it's very humble. It's like,
baby shower, though. You guys are going to have the baby shower.
Yeah, because actually going to tie in with my 30th.
Oh my God, because you can't really celebrate. You can celebrate your 30th if you can't drink or anything.
Exactly. So I might as well get it over with.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
Why not?
The only rule I have is anyone coming to the baby shower / 30th, it's only presents for me, not the baby.
Oh, obviously.
What? Yeah.
No, valid.
No, for the baby.
No, it's just for me.
Listen, Emily, good thing about you guys, is you've got rich friends. Everyone's in the industry, so you will get great presents for the baby regardless.
Thank you. So we don't need people to buy us presents.
Of course.
I need presents. The baby that's not even born yet doesn't need presents.
Yeah.
I feel about
you need like Kegel books. How to strengthen that purse off.
Exactly.
Strengthen the pussy again after.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So for the birth, number one, are you both scared about that? Because men pass out a lot.
He's a million percent scared.
No, I am scared about it. But then I thought yesterday, I was having a conversation with you in the kitchen, wasn't I? And I was like, will the kind of my inner man come yeah. out. You know, like there's like protection. The one to make sure, yeah, the caveman out. Come out.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to make sure she's okay. I'll yeah. be more worried about her than myself.
But the issue is, if you see the gaping pussy at 10 centimetres and her head popping out, I don't know if caveman can help you.
I think I'm going to stand on that top. I'm going to stand at the top.
Fine.
But yeah. apparently we're doing it in a pool, aren't we?
I love that. Well, fair.
The lady did say I can be in the pool too.
Yeah. You did, but obviously it's only...
You're doing laps, waiting for the baby to come. Just practicing my breaststroke, babe. Don't worry.
No, he actually will. He'll be nowhere to be seen when I'm coming to give birth.
I'm not going to lie, I thought the pools were a lot bigger.
Yeah, they're quite small.
Midwife thought it was a bit simple. I was like, can I go in the pool? She's like, yeah. I was like, okay, great. And then
you know, it's just literally the size of this table.
I googled it thinking it was like a big room
you actually
pool,
bring
and we're
your
all just
towel
in the pool.
And your robe.
It's not. No, stop. Don't be deceived.
I like the pool idea. It seems a lot more relaxing.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, that only is if it all goes to plan, because it might happen all very quickly.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
that is the plan, is to have a water birth.
Are you scared? Be honest with me now.
I think it's too early to tell.
Time. Yeah.
I'm like this with anything. I never really think about it until it's happening. So yeah, right now I'm quite calm
but
about it.
A lot of people, I've had a few people that have had done like hypnobirthing.
Yeah.
And they've said it was the most amazing, like it was just in and out.
Yeah, and there's things, there's acupuncture for birthing, which we're gonna try. Yes. And his mum also gave me some great advice, which I think is gonna help a lot.
What's the advice?
We don't need to disclose it.
Basically, she said to me when we were leaving from Christmas.
No, we don't need to be honest.
We're gonna do it, Cam, I'll be honest.
She shut Cam's door in the car, made sure he was in the car, and she went, babe, by the way, if you're not having sex, just make sure you're masturbating a lot.
Oh, flicking the beam.
Yeah, she was more orgasms the better.
Really?
She was like, it will help your pelvic floors, it will help with birthing, it will help everything. I was like, brilliant.
Yeah, you with the love, honey. Ads.
I'm not every door of my calendar.
That, to me, like...
Thanks, Mum.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, whenever... And I look at me saying this as if I've had a kid. Everyone always goes... When you have the baby, you feel a connection like no other. But can I say something controversially? When they come out of your pussy, ugly as fuckers. They've got shit everywhere.
Is that discharge on them?
In it?
It's like, why?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is hell in there. And I don't blame you if you look at that baby, even though if it's yours, and you go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't want that pressure on you both.
I think I will a little bit. I've already processed it. I think I'll look at it and be like,
do a Love Island training day, you know, when they have the baby.
We're actually going to do that.
I think you should.
Because I've never, ever in my entire life, held a baby.
Do you know what I think is going to be amazing is when you guys, when the baby gets a bit older and people, you're going to drop them to school and people are going to be like, is that Cam and Emily?
You think we'll still be known by that?
Yeah. Are you going to show the baby's face?
I don't want to.
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
That's just what I think now. Am I?
Because you share, your whole lives are pretty much been, like online. Even down to your start of your relationship, I guess, has all been online.
Yeah. Every part of our relationship, the highs and lows have been on, you know, on social media. And it's just like, why would we not share the most important thing that's going to happen to us?
True.
Like,
but then I think, that's the most important thing that's happening to us, but it's also the baby of like we made that choice to share everything with the public.
I guess they
the
don't.
The baby
have
has
choice.
Not had that choice.
Yeah.
And also, I just have a thing of like, I don't know, like I probably will to an extent, but I don't really want to be showing. It's not going to be much. I don't judge people that do it. I'm just like, it's not a baby's choice, is it?
Mm. Well, it's just something. And cross also, that bridge when we come to it.
Okay. Your child grows up, GK Barry grows up. Mm-hmm. Would you, if they said, right, I want to go on Love Island, see what to handle, I want to be an influencer. Are you saying yes or no?
Say no, straight up.
No, say no.
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, in 20 years' time, it probably won't be the same.
In this scenario, still.
Oh, right.
Bigger than ever.
Okay.
Say we're in this year, but.
Yeah, why not?
I'd say no.
Okay, explain reasonings for both. Go on.
I need to think about mine. You go first.
Okay, you go first.
I mean, why not? Like, it was one of the best experiences of my life.
Good money.
Great money. Met the love of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, having a baby.
I'll revert my answer to a straight no. I'd be like, okay, why are you doing it? What do you want to do it for? Understand his reasons, her reasons. If they wanted something more than that. If they were like, our kid said, I want to be a reality TV star. Mm-hmm. That's my dream. I'd be like, fuck off.
It depends what reasoning.
If they're like, okay, I want to do music and I want to get a platform, I'd be like, yeah, sick.
Okay.
I'm here for that.
Fine.
But if they're just like, I just really want to be a reality TV star, an influencer, I'd be like, no.
Yeah, I agree with that.
If you want to be an influencer, become your own influencer.
And I think with reality TV, it's so short-lived. unless you like build on it. Yeah. You guys have managed to maintain your careers. A lot of people don't. And then they've got the stain forever.
I post like once every 4 months.
You're a bad influencer.
I'm a bad influencer. I'm a real bad influencer.
Jesus,
bad
what?
Kitty.
Meow.
They're bad kitty.
Stop.
She's wanted to get her shoes at the show, everyone. So here they are, people.
I love it.
My mum was trying to make me return them.
Snow. No, I like them.
Give me she was slopes. Like, we don't live in snow.
We do, technically, snow. Sometimes.
Yeah, we do, actually.
No. Right, my next question is
that like it?
No.
Well, are you scared that everyone's going to judge your baby name? Because I'll 100%. Never forget when who was it? Like Zoella named hers Otterly. Fern McCann named them Sunday, and everyone had an uproar about it.
Yeah.
Or Sunday as in like with an E or a Y?
Y.
Oh, Sunday.
Not Sunday like the ice cream.
That's what I was thinking.
We've already spoken about this. Yeah. Even when we're telling our family the names we're thinking of, you know, there's always one piping up.
And there's going to be like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, you're never going to please everyone. And to be honest, I actually don't care.
Yeah, people are going to throw hate on anything you do nowadays.
That's very true. And I'll support any name you give, guys.
Exactly. And if you hate the name GK Barry, then well.
Yeah, well then what the fuck?
Yeah.
Or Barry for a boy. Barry boy.
Bazza.
I think it has a ring to it. Someone said, it's what I wish I knew before becoming pregnant.
Becoming pregnant.
They're not lying when they say you'll never sleep. Are you scared about the lack of sleep?
Absolutely not.
Terrified. That's the thing I'm most scared for.
I love that you guys are so polar opposite in this whole experience.
I know. Yeah, we are.
So you're not scared.
No, I'm Why? Such a deep sleeper.
Oh,
it's going to be him getting up.
Fine, it's going to be you.
I'm a light sleeper. And
are you?
I track my sleep. I've got my Whoop on now. So I track my sleep so I know when I get obsessed with it. So I'm like, if I...
Wow. Sorry, just ignore the phone.
Oh, large.
Yeah, don't worry, darling.
I get a bit weird when I don't have enough sleep. I get up and I'm moving.
It ruins his whole week.
I need like
week.
8 hours and everything has to be done.
You are fat.
I'm like rain sounds, everything. Yeah. Everything has to be perfect.
But some babies sleep throughout the... Yeah. You might be lucky with the babies that sleep throughout the...
Yeah, and also I really want to breastfeed, so...
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Yeah, and I've heard... Actually, Christina sent me this on Instagram... But there is melatonin in your breast milk at night.
Wow.
Yeah. And then there's...
Sand me up.
And then there's not...
Sand me up.
During the day, your day breast milk. So you've got to make sure you label your bottles because when you're pumping
at night...
Yeah, so when you pump at night, then...
You'll be having a suck at night. You'll be going, I need some of this.
No, he's refused to try my milk.
And let's discuss this. Because if this was me, I'd be having a shot just to see what
Thank
it tastes
you.
Like. And also, yours specifically.
I said I will at the time, but I'm not taking it straight from the tit. I don't want to do that. Weird.
Okay.
That's what she wants me to do.
I do. I want to cradle him and have him...
Okay, that's a kink that you've unleashed.
Me, that's I'm not the one with the problem there. That's you. That's you with the problem.
I always try to get him to call me mummy.
Yeah, mama.
No, don't call me mummy.
I'm actually starting to lactate already. We was in bed the other night and I was just having a play and I was like, I was like literally like screaming. I was like, Cam, like it was like just coming out. I was like, oh my God, like please try it.
Oh my God. And you didn't. Maybe try it when it's more developed. But do you know what they say? You know, like milk is, it can tell when your baby's unwell. So the formula moves around to fix your baby's health.
Well, yeah, I believe that really? Because I was told to start storing it now.
So, like, if your baby...
Yeah, and, like, ice cubes.
Pardon?
Store what's coming out now in ice cubes. Cause it's
so, like, if your baby sucks your tit and it's got an illness, your tit can realise what's going on and help produce milk
That's
to help
mental.
With the illness.
That's crazy.
So, if you ever...
It's very surprising that you're not a mum. You've got so many facts.
I don't know why. I've just had a lot of mums on it. That's all I've got.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I will next
year. It's written
year.
In the stars for you,
but
darling.
The business opportunity, I'll have a little baby.
Ooh.
Saving Grace and child, if that helps.
Bearing child.
Can you deal with the shitty nappies?
Fine with that.
You can, a poon army?
Yeah, I'm right with that.
You
I'm
can.
I'm not so worried about that. That's the one thing I'm like, yeah, fine. I'll get on with that. Mm. Actually, I don't know, because I got a bad gag. I gag a lot, don't I?
You'll gag, but
when
do
I
it.
I take out the food bin every time, like a real gag.
And you think
so,
you can take it off?
I don't know. I feel like,
because it's like green, sloppy and massive.
In my head, I'm thinking of my shit and I'm right with that, but it's not going to be my shit.
Because it's your shit.
But it is half of me, so it kind of is my shit.
Well, that's true. That's a great way of thinking about it.
It's a lot of it in the brain.
Yeah, that's a good way.
Yeah. How are you feeling about shit?
Yeah, how are you feeling about
well,
shit?
Well, I mean, I got to like the smell of Twix's shit. So I think...
Do you know what? Fair.
Yeah.
Dog shit for me, way worse.
Because
They stink.
Yeah. And like, you know, it's your baby, so you don't mind it. So...
Yeah.
That's valid.
I think it, I'll be quite impressed by it as well. If it's a big one, I'll be like, nice.
That's my son or daughter there.
Hopefully they don't they shit like you and not me, because you're like once every week. I'm like four times a day.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'm a once a day kind of girl. I would love watching you guys on a reality show with your kids. Like, I think it would be so good. Yeah. This is the new age Mummy Diary. Seriously.
I can see that for us. I'd love a show. I think we're very entertaining.
What if they blurred the kid's face?
Sorry, I've just my mind's just checked. You've got a little aeroplane on the end of your save and Grace.
An opening?
Aeroplane.
Oh, aeroplane, yeah, it's because we're catching flights, not feelings this year.
That's okay.
We're not scared of flying.
You asked me a question then, but I was like, I need to ask it first.
Like,
but the
planes. I've never noticed that either.
What did you say?
I would love to watch you guys on a Mummy Diary show.
Yeah. But if the baby's face was blurred.
Yeah, if it face was blurred, I'd be okay with that.
Well, we know who's going to be strict parents.
Yeah.
They're going to come into me for
everything. Yeah, but like, what's the name? Matthew McConaughey, right? I think it's Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, but didn't he do... Are we all about the guy from Home Alone?
No, that's Macaulay Culkin.
Matthew
McConaughey's the guy.
I'm pretty sure
it's him. He didn't give his kid Instagram, and he spoke about it on length as to why he didn't do it. And I listened to him, and I was like, I really agree with that.
Yeah, but one thing I will say is, do you remember at school when you were that one person that wasn't allowed a phone?
That's the problem.
You would get, but and I it would be like, and everyone would be in chats without you.
Yeah, I'm like torn because I'm like, I don't want my kid to be bullied.
What about not?
But then also,
then again, I want to homeschool the kid.
But then no,
I don't want him to go. So I don't want them to go. School.
They'll be so popular because you're their parents.
No, but school's shit.
Yeah, but that's how you socialise. You learn social skills.
Yeah, they're going to be like...
There's a certain school, there's one in England actually, where that they go and they learn about actual important things. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
No, but they don't learn stupid stuff like that.
Right,
they learn
like actual real life
things, like real life skills and not about photosynthesis.
There's nothing wrong with photosynthesis.
One thing I will say is, even if you sent to private school, public school for me taught me the rules of life that I fucked up in secondary school, so I didn't fuck up in life now. Like social skills, like and even down to like learning not to say shit when it's not your place. Like at school, I'd always do that, and then it would come back to me, and I'd be like, "Oh, this isn't something you should do."
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
And it does teach you social skills and all that.
If we had a kid that homeschooled, it would be like clung to your leg. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Our kids can have such bad attachment issues.
I know.
I'm going like, to get away from your mum. Get away from her.
There's medication for that.
That's what I did with my dog. I would lock Twix when I was younger in a room with me to force him to love me.
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
Are you going to get another dog? Or you are?
When she learns how to.
Because you know... Oh, nice. There's dog trainers out there.
Yeah.
But like, apparently dogs can really, they get attached to babies.
Yeah. This is why, because I want to get one before the baby. So then that happens.
Train it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Cam's like, no, we should wait till after.
I want a little kitty first.
Oh, I love
cats. I'm a cat.
You're
guy.
A cat mum.
I'm a cat mum.
I love cats.
To be fair, and cats are good because you know, on days when you're fucking knackered, you've been up all night. You don't want to then walk a dog.
Yes.
Mm.
You don't want to sit there and go, let's go on a 2-mile walk around the fucking forest. Fuck that. Just let the cat out.
Has your cat moved in with you?
No, it's not my parents. My parents are going to move in with me when they sell the house with my cat.
No way.
Yeah. So confused.
So you can't get away from them.
I love it. Yeah, no, I've actually got attachment issues to my parents. So I'm just like, come, please, don't leave ever. Thank you.
Are you the only child?
No, I've got two older sisters and an older brother.
Oh.
So not to put you off, kids, but I want to tell you some baby horror stories to get you ready.
Lighten the mood.
Okay, let's go.
Number one, went for a wee, was about 3 minutes altogether, went back downstairs and the baby had shit and taken her nappy off, wiped it on the sofa and the walls all over my mirror. And I also think she ate some. I threw it in the shower and sobbed to myself. Do you have a cream household?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. No, I'm sorry. That's fucking impressive.
Change.
If I came to this after weeing our baby done that, I'd be like, and
that's my girl.
To eat some as well. I'd
he
be
would
like,
be impressed.
Yes,
you know what?
One of my
cousins, I remember she used to eat shit out of her nappy when she was younger. That's a normal thing. Explains a lot, but it is
what
a normal thing. Yeah.
I don't think I'd say, I wouldn't snitch.
Does she have E. coli?
So far, she's all right.
Uh-huh. Actually, wait, no, I would snitch because, eating poo is not good for you.
Eating poo is not great for you.
No, I just couldn't. I don't know what
I'd
do.
Yeah, no, when it comes to shit, I'm like, that's on you.
And it just stinks, doesn't it? It
fucking honks. And all over your sofa. How the fuck are you cleaning that? You could get a gifted cleaner.
Yeah, carpet cleaners around.
Yeah, exactly that. Right, second one. Ain't my story, but my friend's and her baby girl has an imaginary friend. When you close her bedroom door with her inside, you can hear her talking. You can hear her talking when a grown man's voice. Hear her talking with a grown man's voice. You open the door and no one will be inside with her. It's super freaky. Because you know kids do have imaginary friends.
Sometimes
they're like, who's that old man? And you're there alone.
Yeah, that terrifies me.
That to me is a game changer.
But they say they can see spirits.
They can.
Yeah, little kids like... My sister used to be when she was younger. Bless, she doesn't look like this now. She's good now. She used to have like... She has long dark hair. And she used to have... It used to be covering her face. And she
like the Grudge. Like,
yeah, she used to get up in the middle of the night and like sleepwalk and like come to the kitchen, stare at me with ear in her face. And ever since then, I've had a fear of like little girls and little kids.
I hear
like
that.
And stuff.
Anyway, next one.
Yeah, thanks for that one.
My one-year-old disappeared down a six-foot manhole on my neighbour's drive. Lid closed back on him, but he came out with barely a scratch. Okay, well,
love that for your
love that son. For him.
Yeah.
My thing is, if I had a kid, I'd be really scared something's going to happen to them.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've got this thing recently about death. I'm like... Sometimes when my parents go to leave the house, I'm like, you can't leave the house because I've got a bad feeling. And if I have a bad feeling, something's going to happen to you. Do you ever get that?
No, my ex used to.
Yeah, like I'm like, and then I'm like, because you know, sometimes something happens and people like, I had a feeling before. I've got this thing where I like, I've got a feeling. So that must mean something bad is going
to
happen.
Do they listen to you?
No, my mum still leaves the house. She's all right.
Yeah, get it.
But you never know. Like, I think I'd be really paranoid with a child.
I'm quite a laid back person in life.
No. I've noticed this out.
No.
You both, yeah.
She's going to be the most paranoid person I know.
Oh, really?
I'm very chilled with that. No.
I'm so.
You come across, we are very like, I'm very chilled in some stuff. Like, yeah. Em's a lot more like, I know the thing is, when a mum has a baby, you're going to be like, you're going to be so
protective.
Yeah,
you get a different kind of
like,
vibe.
A dad has a different relationship, which is like, oh, it's all right, it's fine. Dads are always more chilled.
Would you let them go to sleepovers around other people's houses?
Oh, yeah.
Depends
who. Because sometimes you think like, you know, when it's, I don't know, but you know what I mean? Like, you never know who they're actually staying.
Obviously, I'd need to know the parents, but like, my mum would never let me go stay around people's houses. And it would just, it made me rebel.
Ruin the vibe. You'd secretly go out.
Yeah, I would. I'd sneak out.
I used to love, my mum let me go. My mum was very, my mum was a great mum. She was very chilled.
Mm. Yeah, and that's what I mean. I want that relationship. There's got to be trust.
Well, they say strict parents create the sneakiest kids.
100%.
And you want them to tell you 100%. Stuff. Right, 1 year old. Pulled his nappy down whilst I was making him a fresh nappy and ate his own shit. Got a lot of shit here.
Wait, sorry, say that again. He pulled his nappy...
The 1 year old pulled his nappy down and ate his own shit in front of the mum.
Where do you begin?
No, bad
child.
Bad human.
And the thing is, you're not only just clearing up the rest of the shit, you're going to clear up
their mouth. And also, although I will say it must build up their immune system.
Probably
that's the only thing I will say to that.
Yeah,
look at me in defense for the child.
What does it kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, especially shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they say.
My auntie watched him whilst I had a 6 week checkup. She changed his nappy and he pooed up the wall that has been freshly wallpapered. So you've just done the nursery.
Mm-hmm.
Your baby shat all up the wall.
Mm.
Are you pissed off?
Again, impressive. All up the wall.
Impressive.
Fucking hell. I couldn't even get up on the wall if I tried.
Yeah.
And that little thing has got it all up the wall.
It's got it everywhere.
That would be a clap job.
And that's fair.
And I'll let you handle it.
Well, then no, because that's what would happen. I would refuse clean it. He'd refuse clean it. Just say that.
She'd be the one shouting and the baby like, okay.
And you'd be clapping.
Dad's the chilled one.
Yeah, fair. Last one here. My daughter, another shitty one. My daughter had been backed up for nearly a week at around 7 weeks old. It was my friend's birthday and they were all going out for drinks and food. So we tagged along. Anyway, unsettled baby. So started with the trusty rocking, then lifted her in the air, which she usually loved. But no, she simultaneously vomited, which went into my mouth. And as I brought her back down on my lap, boom, shit all up her back, down her legs and all over my lap. That's not the worst part. I decided to wipe my mouth free of the milky vomit, didn't realise I had poo on my hand. Oh. Yeah, I ate shit. As an emetophobic here, I would kill me. Yeah. There's no way. Yeah. No way.
I'd love to see that happen to you because you would lose your shit and I'd be there.
Like, a milky vomit for me is like another level because I don't give a fuck if it's milk. You're still vomiting everywhere.
Oh no. And the thing is, I wouldn't care who's around either. I would be done. I'd be done.
You'd be like, you dick. And they're like, that is your 7-week-old child, Emily.
I'd love to see that happen to you.
How fucking, do you know who I am? No way.
No. Yeah, it's just, you know, hopefully these things never happen to us.
I think you guys will be fine. I think you have a well-trained child.
I'm just going to have to get a nanny. Maybe that's the solution to all this.
Not me. Yes, though.
Hannah.
Could you imagine Hannah? Babe, don't shit on me. That would 100% be Hannah's reaction to shit. Babe, what the hell?
Rude.
What the hell? Okay, I want to name you some baby names. And okay. I want you to tell me yes or no.
Okay.
Magnolia.
No.
Mercedes.
No.
Orlo.
No.
In a Bristolian accent.
Wait, what?
Orlo.
Oh, I thought you said Orlo.
Orlo.
I quite like that.
You like that?
Sound like orange
kind of sounds
Oreo,
like a areola.
Areola, yeah.
Nipple.
Orlo is quite
That's
cool.
Where you liked it, Cam.
Yep.
I'll see you right through him.
Okay.
Jackson. One.
No.
No.
Okay. Pestil.
No.
No.
Wilgag.
No. Oh, no. Hilarious. What the fuck?
Thank you, Rosie. Minty.
No.
No, it's a cat.
Fanny.
No.
Yes.
Like mother, like daughter. Fox.
No.
No.
Peach.
No.
No.
Labia.
Yes.
River.
No.
Really, I quite like River. No, I don't. Gertrude.
No.
Sapphire.
Yes. No.
Tarquin.
No.
Yes.
Lettuce.
No.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Thought about it.
Paris, London or Montana?
Or no.
London. Paris.
Paris,
no,
Fury.
Montana.
Montana?
Yeah.
You like Montana?
He fancies Montana Brown.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I just like the name.
Anyway, Seoul.
My cousin's called Seoul. I actually quite like it.
No, I don't like that one.
Cookie?
No.
Apple?
No.
No.
Wednesday?
Yes.
Bambi?
Yes.
No.
Saint?
No.
Stormy?
Yeah.
No.
Rome?
No.
Would you name your kid after a city?
No.
I said this. I said we should name them where they were conceived, which is Ibiza.
Just call it
call it Wayne Lineker. Do you know what I mean? Fucking hell. King of the country. Why not?
Do you know what he commented on my post?
Yes, he went, no more Ibiza for you. Made me fucking die. I thought that he's thinking about business. He's like, shit, well, Ocean Beach is going to take a hit.
Not even congratulations. Congratulations. No more Ibiza for you.
I'm losing business now, Emily. I love that. Where's going to be your first holiday when your baby's old enough?
Spain.
We've actually got it booked.
Oh, fuck off.
Wine.
Yeah.
Wine.
Ocean Beach.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, instead of the bottles with the sparklers, it's going to be your baby with the sparklers walking through.
Literally.
No, we've got a, where are we going? We're going with my parents.
It's his dad's 60th. Yeah, and we already had it planned, like booked. Mm. So the baby will be 3 months old.
Okay.
His first little holiday, which is good. They say 2 months, you should wait 2 months.
Yeah, and then you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
And plus we'll have its grandparents, then mummy can go get laughed.
I'm joking. We will love the child anyway.
And I have actually thought about this. Mm. I can still make the Ibiza closings because that'll be October. So that's actually a really good time.
Are you still thinking about that? If we work this out.
Yeah. That's actually a really actually good amount of time.
Love that.
Yeah.
You're not good at Ibiza.
You're done.
No.
Yeah, you're actually.
You're a mum. You're a mum now. Okay.
You are a mother. So predictions then. For this year, I want like a sum up of what you think you guys are going to be like as parents individually.
I'm going to be not just a regular mum.
A cool mum.
I'm going to be a cool mum.
Yeah. Love that, of course. I see it.
Yeah, cool.
No, I'm going to be, I don't know.
I don't think you're going to be a cool mum.
I think you're going to be
No, you're not, and I know why you're not.
Why?
I think you're going to want to know the child too much.
Right.
Some mum comes and says, like, girls, what are you chatting about? You know, that mum.
Oh my God, you listen at the door.
She's got a boyfriend, Cam.
I will.
And then she try and pretend she does. She's also, she's not good with technology, which is a bad thing for a child.
Yeah.
She's like, what are you playing on Snapbooks? Snapbooks?
There'll
be like some new app out that Em won't get. And she'll be like, oh no, I used to do that back in the day. No, girls, I know all about it.
Your mum used
Em.
To do that.
This is so, it's funny because it's true.
That's Em.
I can kind of see you being like, you know, your mum. used to be on Too Hot to Handle. Yeah. You ever watched that?
Back in the heyday.
Yeah, man, I used to be a fucking, I used to be a giver back in
the day. Yeah, I'm like, oh, like, you want to watch it from like, you, like 3 months
when
old.
When she's born, like, this is your mother and your father. Remember that. That would.
There's going to be no Bluey. There's going to be no.
When are you going to tell your kids when you were on Too Hot to Handle? And when are you going to let them watch it? Be serious
I
now.
I don't think we tell them. I think if they figure
let out,
they
find
figure
out.
Figure out themselves.
Let them find out. Will.
When they are told or ever find out, if they ever find out, then, you know, I'll be like, yeah, okay, you can watch it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be like, oh my God, do you want to watch
it? Really
I feel like yours wasn't too bad. You had secret sex, but I don't think you had actually
I had a wank in the shower.
You did have, yeah. Okay, it's shame on you so then, maybe, but like with you, you're fine.
I am so fine, yeah.
You were better. I came across a lot worse.
Wank in the shower, so, I forgot about that. That's really cool. I love that.
Maybe I'll let them figure out and then I'll be like, I'd preempt, be like, okay, so well, there's a few episodes you're going to skip.
Yeah, you're going to skip episode
these
4.
For you. But then they'd watch them anyway, wouldn't they?
They would, behind
then
your back.
Then the thought of my son having come, or daughter, watching their dad wanking. My daughter.
Yeah. But at least you guys look good while doing it. Like you guys were, it's like you guys are so attractive. So I think it's like, do you know what? Fuck it. If you're in your prime, who cares?
Which we were.
You were. And you actually, you are. So you're fine. It's okay.
It's the baby glow.
It's the baby glow. Have you had like people say you've had a baby glow?
Yeah.
Have you?
But even before I announced it, people were like, you're looking so good.
Mm. Wow.
Like, they're like, even you kept saying it. You're like, I don't know what it is.
Me. Yeah.
They're like, there's something about you.
And she smells like babies. Dude. Not so much now, she's got perfume on, but like when she's got a natural scent, I was like sniffing like, she smells like babies.
Yeah. Wow.
They say it's a thing.
Bodies are crazy.
I know.
I love that.
I know.
Well, guys, I'm so excited.
I know.
To have a baby Cam and Emily. I'm genuinely ecstatic. Congratulations.
Thanks.
And remember to call it GK Barry.
Or Bazza.
Or
Bazza. Yeah, Baz is quite a nice
name.
Baz.
A middle name.
Baz Millahari.
Oh.
Has a ring to it.
Fucking hell. No, it does.
Baz Millahari.
Baz Millahari. Sounds like a dish.
I love your auntie.
Me with a little G-Wagon popping out. Here you go, babe.
And your babe.
Oh. Do you want some?
If there's one gift we can ask for, that. Little G wagon.
Say no
car.
More.
Yeah.
That's your push present.
Yes, and the number please. Plate Saving Grace.
Oh, are you going to get Emily a push present?
No.
I'm so glad you asked.
Thank you.
Don't believe in it.
Why? She's carrying a child for 9 months. Emily's getting fat for you.
She's got, but yeah, but biologically, that's
you had cankles.
No, you're going to piss a lot of people off.
No, yeah. I'm not, because I'll make this point at some later date, but. Okay. If I said, right, before she's given birth, if I could take any of the pain away from it, if I could have it for a day.
No, you can't. And
she's
going to
tear her pussy, arsehole from purse. And she's
I'm going to shit myself.
She's going to shit in that pool that you're in.
I'll get you a sandwich.
Tuna and sweet corn.
Yeah, I'll get her a sandwich. The baby is the present. That's the present.
It's not the present.
That's my present to you.
Material goods. You're going to have a baby.
I'm telling you now, if I don't get a push present, I'm gone.
All right,
I'm taking the baby.
First, I am.
All right, fine. Well, you won't see us next year, guys.
I guess we won't have a couple's reunion in a year's time. Anyway, thanks for coming on, guys.
I've loved it.
Congrats, all of that. Congrats on being MILFs and DILFs. If you've been watching, give it a like and subscribe. If you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. Say bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.